I used to think I was the lowest on the nerd chain. I built my own computers, and I would play EverQuest for hours upon hours every day. And I loved my Japanese RPGs. I put a lot of time and money into Magic the Gathering. But when people would point out my flaws, I would not run off and cry like into a little girl. And I would just add and add to that list. But then one day, I met a kid. This kid showed me just how cool I actually was. He was a LARPer, or a live-action role player, if you will. And I happened to watch a session of this so-called LARPing.
Fireball! Lightning bolt!
Big ego boost for me. And I realized how cool I was because I wasn't running around screaming,
"Fireball! Fireball! Lightning bolt!"
This kid played Yu-Gi-Oh! And he only listened to Japanese music. And the only thing he would talk about was anime. So I called him an idiot one day, and I caught him saying Speed Racer was an anime. Hell, this kid even wore 3 belts to school so he could look like Squall from Final Fantasy VIII. For Halloween, this piece of shit dressed up like a red mage. Back to my point, this kid was ridiculed, but this was all of his own doing. He let himself take the abuse, and this kid would just break down and cry and then threaten to go cut himself. And girls do recognize the value in a geek nerd, but you have to show them what you can offer them that someone else can't. You can't sit back and think about them. Get off your duff and prove to them that your life is shit without you. Don't whine that you can't have the chick who's easier than a blonde on prom night. Camp outside of Walmart next console launch and bag a chick there because I'm willing to put my money down on the fact that she's just as bad as you are. That's what I did.